mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
David Ray Griffin, author, professor, expert on 9-11, will be with us for about 40 minutes into this hour, so we have plenty of time to talk about 9-11 and take your calls. Then we've got another guest joining us at about 45 after, a little mini-guest, but very important information, so stay with us for that. And I've got some other news here that I want to get David Ray Griffin's opinion on, because it all ties in to 9-11. Coming up here in about 15 minutes, we will start taking your calls at 1-800-259-9231. And we've got a lot of callers that are already holding, so again, we'll be getting to those quite soon. There's four views on 9-11. I think David Ray Griffin has really said that properly when he stated that. We've gone over the four views. The fourth view is that the government was basically purely behind it, criminal elements of it, orchestrated it, and as he said, the predominant evidence, the majority of the totally documented evidence, it all points and supports that, as I've been saying since day one of September 11th. Let's continue with part four in describing the evidence. You were talking about the collapse of the towers.
Well, yes. The towers have at least 10 characteristics of controlled demolitions, that is, where explosives are precisely placed throughout the buildings in order to bring them down in a way that they don't topple over all the buildings around them. I mean, if those buildings had come down some other way, they would have killed, you know, hundreds of thousands of people and destroyed much of lower Manhattan. So it was very important that they be brought down straight down, as in controlled demolition. And anybody who's looked at the websites that have these can see that all three buildings do exactly that. There is no other way that such buildings can come down.
If your building was owned by Larry Silverstein with a double insurance policy, it was totally destroyed. But if it wasn't, it got light damage.
That did seem to be an interesting coincidence, didn't it?
And then he says that they pulled Building 7, but we're supposed to ignore that.
Yeah, and then as was revealed on your show, Giuliani says he knew ahead of time that the towers were going to come down. Well, how in the world could anybody have known ahead of time? Because, as I say, that has never happened before. There would have been no reason to predict the towers would have come down. And as you stressed on your show, the firemen going up the South Tower, you know, were very calm and thought they had the fire under control. There was not a thought in anybody's mind that the towers might collapse.
We had the initial planes hit. The jet fuel burns, catches some low-burning fires, wouldn't even get near melting steel. Then it almost completely burned out in the North Tower. People are hanging out the windows, wouldn't melt their flesh, but it'll melt 4 foot around steel-reinforced beams sprayed with asbestos to protect them. It's ridiculous.
And even more ridiculous is the story about the South Tower, because, as you know, a good deal of the fuel burned outside and created that enormous fireball that was great for TV effects, but that meant there was very little fuel left to feed the fire inside, and therefore the fire in the South Tower was burning down even more quickly. So,
well, the firefighters reported two small fires in that building.
In building, and that's true of Building 7, where the pictures that we have from various locations show that there were fires only on the 7th and 12th floors of that massive 47-story building, and they want to tell us that...
And the commission doesn't even mention that building.
No,
it's like it's a bug somebody stepped on, doesn't
even
count.
Yeah, so that's one of the things I have in mind when I say omissions and distortions. So these omissions are enormous omissions, the fact that they wouldn't even mention the Building 7 collapsed.
I want to get more into how the commission put out false diagrams of the buildings when we get back, and then continue with our guests on your calls.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why do you wear watches? The answer is no longer simply to tell time. At DiscountWatchStore.com, watches are as much about telling time as they are about making a fashion statement or showing off one's success. Watches also make for great heirlooms to pass on for generations to come. As an authorized dealer of many fine watches, DiscountWatchStore.com offers fine timepieces that have been sought after by many for over 160 years. Choose from over 450 styles with discounts up to 70% off retail prices. With Mother's Day and Father's Day right around the corner, now is a perfect time to get them the watch they've always wanted. Visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today to get an extra 5% off our already low, low prices. Free shipping and secure transaction is standard with every order. So visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today. That is DiscountWatchStore.com/radio. Or call toll-free 866-371-2330. That's 866-371-2330.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
8 minutes, 25 seconds into this third hour, David Ray Griffin, professor, author, lecturer, joins us talking about the new Pearl Harbor and the 9/11 whitewash the commission engaged in. I love it. The commission is appointed by George W. Bush. Half the commission is in business with the Carlyle Group or the Bin Ladens directly. The head staffer is a minion of Condoleezza Rice and a chief neocon with connections to the 9/11 perpetrators. It's like when Janet Reno appointed John Danforth with two Justice Department aides as a Justice Department investigation to investigate herself on Waco. And they call it independent. I mean, it's just all bald-faced lies. We're talking about the fourth view of 9/11, that the globalists actually carried it out. The criminal cabal carried it out. We were going through the evidence of this. In the 9/11 report, which I did read, and it was torturous. I mean, it was so self-contradictory, it's like a low-grade moron wrote it. But again, they know 99.9% of people don't read these type of publications. I mean, it was laughable. I mean, I never even addressed it in any detail because there was too much to address. It was like telling me to, you know, shovel out a million horses' stalls or something. It was just an impenetrable job of ham-fistedness. But they do stuff, as he's mentioned in there, is showing diagrams up on their big TV screens for the TV crews of, look, I have this on tape. There were no pillars here. This was all hollow. It was weakly built. And so that's why it fell. When these buildings were over-engineered, and we've read the reports by Nomura Yamasaki, the designer, articles he'd written, a major digest on architecture, all of this, the chief of construction for the building, who died on 9/11 in the buildings, of course, conveniently, saying it was meant to take multiple crashes from large jetliners. But I mean, David Ray Griffin, I mean, I'm glad you brought this up on C-SPAN. They just say these pillars don't exist, and these other shows on TV, there's probably been 10 of them about, well, why the towers fell. They all say that those pillars don't exist. I mean, it's really getting ridiculous.
Well, they have to deny their existence, even though, as any book about the World Trade Center, like James Glantz's book, Glantz and Lipton, of the New York Times, points out that when the World Trade Center towers were built, that was a very distinctive design, and it was very controversial, and so there was an enormous amount of discussion about it. So now for the what I call the Kane-Zelikow report, because that's most important to point out that the report was really, the whole commission was run by, and the report was finally formulated by Philip Zelikow, who's essentially a member of the Bush administration. I mean, it was just as if Dick Cheney had supervised the commission's report on how well the White House did. So it's not independent at all. It's just an inside cover-up job. But that's so important because I use the analogy of the old 78 phonograph players. Sometimes the records would collapse, but you always still had that spindle sticking up the middle. Well, if the pancake theory about the towers even were plausible, the floors would have collapsed, but you still would have had those 47 spindles, those massive steel columns sticking several hundred feet up into the air.
I have a five-part series called New York by PBS. And an entire 2 hours of the five-part series is about the World Trade Center. And I have film from every angle, and then they brag about how no building had ever been built so strong, and no set of buildings, how huge these were. And it shows these giant pillars in the middle of the building. But I guess I'm insane. I'm with Al-Qaeda. Because if I went to a major university, which we've done, and went to their architecture department, and where the building's always been studied, and pull that out, I'm insane. Those don't exist on the blueprints, David.
That's right.
I'm with Al-Qaeda.
This is extreme revisionism. The right usually complains about revisionist views of history, and now they've pulled off the biggest revisionism probably of recent history. To deny that, let me give another example of the extreme lies. I mean, the audacity of the lies in there. Before, this has to do with flight number 93 in Pennsylvania, and the question was it shot down. Well, so much evidence suggests it was shot down by our own government, but of course, our government has denied it. Now, the 9/11 Commission report does not face any of that evidence, even though it's massive. They simply ignore it as if it didn't exist. And then they try to get around it by saying, look, Cheney didn't give the shoot-down order till 10 minutes after, and that was 4 minutes or more.
Because it's on record he did this. Our ambassadors have even told foreign leaders, but since they have it on record, they just changed the time.
That's right. And, Richard Clark had reported that the shoot-down order was given about quarter till 10, and so there was plenty of time for the Air Force to track the plane and shoot it down. Even Wolfowitz said that we were on the tail and ready to shoot it down. Nevertheless, even Cheney had said he was immediately hustled down shortly after the South Tower.
And again, they shoot it down, so within the Pentagon, people think they actually did something. This was part of the whole program?
Well, you know, it is funny they didn't take credit for shooting it down. They could have said, see, we were trying to protect Washington.
But internally, that story is allowed out.
Yeah. So in any case, what does the 9/11 Commission do? It says Cheney didn't go down to the underground bunker until 9:58, almost 10 o'clock. And so by the time he got around to giving the shoot-down order, Flight 93 had already crashed. And so he couldn't have possibly been responsible for ordering it to be shot down.
Now,
they lied by 45 or 50 minutes as to when Cheney went down below.
Well, you also, again, mentioned that in their entire report, they don't even mention Building 7. I know I'm repeating this, but a 47-story building, think of all the covers the Madrid fire got.
Yeah.
It was 40 stories.
If it hadn't have been for the Twin Towers, which were so huge and got, you know, so romantic, this would have been the really big story. And any city in the world that where a 47-story building collapsed, that would have been, in a sense, the story of the year.
Well, the Alfred P. Murrow building was 9 stories.
Yeah, but 47 stories, that is a humongous building. And yet,
but it wasn't hit by an airplane. Now, they've had 4 stories on it. First, a gas tank blew up. Now, they admit it never did. Then the fires burned and made it collapse. Then the scientists looked at it. Wouldn't happen. Okay. Then they said it was a combination of things. Now they say that the North Tower fell and hit it and knocked out its support column, but publicly, it's not even in the main debris field. None of the North Tower hit it. There was no damage to it. Then fire started. I mean, this is insane.
But, you know, there's so many people who believe it. I was on a show the other night, and a caller called in and said, you're just absolutely crazy because we know how building number 7 collapsed. There was all that fuel in there, and it got set on fire and caused this massive fire. Well, that's one of the stories, and you know, that's what the FEMA report put out, that maybe that fuel caught on fire.
Maybe it caused the exact metal column to implode first and the penthouse to fall, and then it crimps and falls in on itself.
They ignore the fact that the fire show there was no massive fire in the building.
But a massive fire wouldn't have done it to begin with.
That's right.
I mean, look at Madrid. We had flames shooting 100 feet in the air, white hot, shooting straight up for a day and a half, and nothing but tiny inch-around ceiling supports melted.
Right, and the same thing in the Philadelphia fire of 1991. And nevertheless, that's all ignored and said, oh, that fuel in the basement somehow got pumped upstairs.
But now they don't say that. Now they say the buildings were all built improperly.
Sure, but my point is that they put out these various stories, and so a good deal of the populace believes this or that, and they don't hear about the revision.
Well, I'll tell you what, I want to go through more of the reasons that we look as a predominant theory on 4, because the evidence points towards the globalists doing it. We got Ed, Rick, Jeff, Mike. We have a rule on this show. If somebody disagrees, we go to them first. Let's talk to Carol in Ohio, who's been holding for about 45 minutes. Carol, are you still there?
Yes, I certainly am.
Okay, fast, fire your question.
All right, I have a question. The foreword to your book, New Pearl Harbor, which I have, and I also saw you in C-SPAN, we're all very hungry to get information on 911. The foreword to your book, The New Pearl Harbor, was written by Richard Falk. Would you explain to me, sir, that you worked with this man as a team? This man is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations who worked on New World Order projects for the CFR, the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, and the Rockefeller Foundation. John Cobb is also a buddy of yours and co-writes with you on your project.
Well, I'm not going to defend these individuals if this is true, but I will say I've read one of his books. It's good information.
It's true.
Let's get a comment from our guest on this.
Let's find out what his
I know. Stay there, Carol. We got to give him David.
Well, my association with Richard Falk and John Cobb, who was my professor of theology, those are two of the associations I am most proud of. And with regard to
globalism.
Richard... Pardon?
Globalism is what it's all about.
Well,
what's your agenda?
You've got these little slogans, but as I was explaining...
Tell you what, stay there, David. We got a break. We'll let Carol finish up on the other side and let you respond. And I've got my comment on this subject. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments, like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past 2 decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a high vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
All right, we just got this segment, part of the next segment with David Ray Griffin, so we need to hurry because we got loaded phone lines here, and we'll give everybody a chance. But I want to cover a few other lies of the 9/11 Whitewash Commission, the Unindependent Commission, the Controlled Commission, the Kangaroo Commission, the Farce Commission. I'm perseverating. Carol in Ohio, real fast, finish up what you were saying. I'm going to let David respond.
Okay. On C-SPAN, he advocated working with NGOs. Those are global United Nations groups. His advocacy, his solutions is a global Bill of Rights. He is a one-worlder. He is a part of the problem. He's giving out truth, but his solutions are playing right into the agenda.
Okay, Carol, thank you for the call. David Ray Griffin, response?
Well, as I say, I have not published what I'm in favor of, and it's with regard to Richard, you know, Richard Falk, people get their little slogan that he's part of the CFR. Well, what his primary act is, he told me, on the CFR, which is not one of the organizations that he spends much time with, was to oppose David Rockefeller. Furthermore, if you want to read Richard's views, I would suggest you read his book on humane governance, and also his critique called Predatory Globalization. And you will see this is no scary figure. This is simply a guy who believes that the present world order is very unfair. We have global apartheid, which is worse than apartheid in South Africa, and he's trying to find a way that we might move beyond that to some sort of humane global order.
Oh, boy. Let's talk to Ed in Utah. Ed, you're on the air with David Ray Griffin. Go ahead.
Am I there?
Yes, you are.
Thank you, Alex. Thanks for having him on. Mr. Griffin, Professor, your book was featured in the American Free Press newspaper. In fact, Alex, I think they introduced a book. And I want to throw a couple things into the mix. You brought up Mr. Silverstein, who did, in fact, was the one of the owners of the Trade Towers. And the other one, of
he
course,
was the
hails
chief owner.
Pardon me?
Chief owner, yes.
Chief owner. But the other one is Frank Lowy, a man from Israel. And I want to make the connection here, Alex, when you have, and by the way, the American Free Press has brought to light Corporal Timothy McNiven, the man that has on the front page of their a couple of issues ago, Alex, has brought to light the fact that in 1976 in...
I know. I interviewed him. They had a war game Germany concerning exact attacks of 9/11. Look, I got a lot of callers.
Oh, okay, but here's my point.
You're bringing up Israel. Do you want to get Griffin to comment on that, or do you want to comment?
Can I finish my point,
sure.
and I'll go?
Yeah, of course you can, sir.
Yeah, okay. Mr. Chertoff, who is from Israel. Yes, he was born in New Jersey, but it was on a stopover. Mr. Chertoff is the man that released 140, what I say are the Israeli Mossad perpetrators of 9/11 that very day. He released them, Alex, and sent them back, deported them back to Israel in the months after 9/11. And so when you look at this and what Colonel Don de Grand Prix has exposed, that is Mr. Meigs, another Israeli that took over Popular Mechanics last September so that they could fire the editorial staff there, Alex, so they could come on there and attack you and the American Free Press and others, 9/11 researchers, when they put that Mr. Chertoff's cousin up on the Art Bell Show based on this phony...
I know, we got loaded lines. What, I've got to give our guests at least as much time as you're getting.
Israeli involvement, I'd like him to respond to.
Yeah, I knew that was the question. That's why I was trying to say it. Mr. Griffin?
Well, I would like to reinforce his point about Popular Mechanics. If people think that's the magazine it used to be, it's not. It was taken over, and this young guy, they call him the senior researcher. He's 25 years old.
The cousin of the Homeland Security Director.
Right. And so that piece is pure propaganda.
And he will not come on this show, but then accuses me on other shows of being afraid to debate him.
Yeah. With regard to Israel's involvement, there are two kinds of 9/11 researchers, those who try to figure out what really happened that day, and that's a worthy enterprise. Some of us simply focus on the point that the official story is false, and therefore...
Yeah, we know it's the wildest conspiracy theory ever, and I'll say this about Israel. I think Israel's corrupt, out of control, does a lot of bad things, but these intelligence agencies are all mixed together. There's subgroups in every agency that works together. Did Israel know? Did Israel support it? Yes. But did they have NORAD stand down and do all this other stuff? No. I mean, it's like the Kennedy assassination. You had a bunch of intelligence agencies and the mafia together. The globalists do this to have membranes of separation and plausible deniability. David?
Yeah, so I'm just agnostic on what role, if any, Israel played. My focus is on the fact that the official story doesn't make sense.
Which I think is really the central thing to attack. I mean, their story is a complete ridiculous fraud.
That's right, and that's one thing the 9/11 truth movement agrees on, whereas every researcher has his own or her own private theory.
All right,
maybe
we'll be right back.
Really happened.
More calls coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all-natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Do you have $10, $20, $30,000 or more in credit card debt that's suffocating your bank account and your lifestyle? If you think bankruptcy is the only way out, then pay close attention, because relief is on the way. Debt Relief USA at 800-509-3201 will negotiate with your creditors and settle your credit card debt for about half of what you now owe without filing bankruptcy. Debt Relief USA has been helping people just like you regain control of their financial future. In most cases, you can be debt-free in less than 36 months.
I owed so much on my credit cards, I could barely make the minimum monthly payment. We talked about filing bankruptcy, but I was concerned about my credit. That's when I called Debt Relief USA. They set up a plan for me where I could settle for just 40% of what I owed. I'm back in control of my life, and I owe it all to Debt Relief USA.
Call Debt Relief USA today for your free consultation. 800-509-3201. Pay your creditors and avoid bankruptcy. Call now. 800-509-3201. 800-509-3201.
When the levee breaks, when the cracks come out, the globalists and their controllers will have no place to stay. They're going down. They're going down now. They're going down. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Look, bottom line, they wanted to cover up 9/11. They can't contain it. They can't control it. And I saw David Ray Griffin's presentation on C-SPAN. It was hardcore. It was terrifying to the NWO. We do have to make sure, though, that they don't use that energy to suck us off into some phony left-right world government as the answer to the evil American fascista, when in reality it's all controlled by the same people. But the process of exposing the globalist is going along quite nicely. And I like it. I like it that there's so many other prominent people out fighting the globalist and exposing their manufactured terror systems, because it makes us all safer. If there's just one or two of us doing this, they'll kill you. And they have killed researchers. But when there's thousands of people, and there are now thousands of prominent people, millions of average folks taking action, it's only a matter of time. I'm sorry I'm having to go to the calls quickly, but, I mean, we could take calls all day and never give David Griffin a chance to talk about anything. I'll have to have him back up sometime for 2 hours if he'll do it. Look, I mean, I've been in this since before 9/11. I understand their program, and, again, I think overall what he's doing is very positive. I may not agree with his views on globalization and there being another path because power always takes over mechanisms of government. That's why you have to limit government. I agree with the founders. But we can agree to disagree on that. Plus, I haven't seen his full views. I will review his new book when it comes out on this subject. Anything you want to add before we talk to Rick, Jeff, and Mike? That's all we have time for.
Yeah, I would like to say that my second book, the 9/11 Commission Report, has proven to be convincing to people that didn't find the first book convincing for one reason or another. For example, former CIA member Ray McGovern said that he never had accepted this alternative view of 9/11 until he read my second book and saw the obvious lies and omissions.
Well,
and
he was the chief. He was the chief CIA advisor to Ronald Reagan. We've had him on.
Yeah, so he's a very highly credible figure.
I had him on 2 years ago, and he said he didn't put it past the government to carry out terror.
That's right, but he had never endorsed the view, and now he has on a public radio in Wisconsin recently. He said.
Really, what's happening is people in the power structure. And I'm looking at this objectively and coldly, really are starting to have a conscience and really are starting to speak up. And so a lot of people shouldn't be so paranoid that, ooh, we can't trust these people, because it doesn't help the NWO for all these prominent people to be going public.
That's right. And there are a lot of Republicans, such as Pat Buchanan. And you know, the Zogby poll indicated that 20-some percent of the Republicans in New York believe that the president, the White House, had advanced knowledge of the attacks.
50% total, and then the CNN poll was 90%. Did you ever see that CNN poll?
That one does sound extreme, but I didn't see how the question was worded, but it's significant that...
I have it in my film with the question.
Yeah, that even... you know, people who considered themselves Republicans and conservatives said they didn't believe the official.
Well, the question
story.
Was, to paraphrase, and I think this is exact, do you believe the government had prior knowledge of 9/11 and consciously failed to act?
Right.
90%.
Is that right? Well.
Yeah, and that was out of like 18,000 respondents. Yeah. Let's talk to Rick in Reno. Rick, thanks for holding, my friend. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Mr. Griffin?
Yes.
Mr. Jones, I put forth the challenge to both of you gentlemen to go to archive.org, find the text document entitled The Final 9/11 Commission Report, and each of you write a review, because they so far have not been professionally reviewed, this document.
All right, I'll try to check that out. What's the name again?
Archive.org.
All right, what else is on your mind?
That's it. I'm putting the challenge to you, gentlemen. Thank you.
All right. Well, send me a copy of it. I mean, so I don't have to dig it out. Tips@Infowars.com. David, if folks want to email you, or is there a particular website you want to give out where people can contact you?
No, I don't have a website. I just hope people will read the books and make up their own minds.
Well, before we take two final calls and let you go, I was flattered. I had no idea when you first came on. You said you'd learned a lot. From this broadcast, and then coming from you, I appreciate that.
Well, yeah, I've cited your show in my books, particularly the second edition.
Well, I knew that, but I didn't know you got it directly from the show. So.
Yes, yes, and particularly in the second edition, the updated edition of New Pearl Harbor, I cited, and then again in the second book.
Well, look, I don't care who gets credit for being the first person on 9/11. But it's an authoritative position to be able to claim you're the godfather or the granddaddy of the 9/11 truth movement. But, I mean, 2 months before 9/11, and I've never done this before or since, I said, call the White House, they're going to attack the World Trade Center, call Bush, tell him don't do it, Bin Laden will take the blame, he's their asset. And I did it from day one and took a lot of heat, and then other people come along, not you, but come along and claim that they are the sole source and start telling everyone what to do. I think that's very dangerous.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. I myself very clear about the fact I was a Johnny-come-lately to this issue, and I appreciate the work that you and lots of others did that made my own books possible.
But I wouldn't be here saying that. I've never said this in the last few months, except that other people are saying, I am the founder, I am the leader, and literally saying, I order people, I say what you talk about. I mean, it's crazy. So I'm standing up and saying, okay, I'm the granddaddy, because I really am. I mean, it sounds obnoxious. I'm having to do that.
Yeah, as I say, it's unfortunate, and I hope for the most part we can just keep the focus on the facts. And,
exactly. It's not about Alex Jones or David Ray Griffin or the Easter Bunny.
Exactly.
It's about a military-industrial complex that needs a new enemy to fight, and so it's making us the enemy.
Exactly. And the you know, the more the 9/11 truth movement gets embroiled in ego wars, the less effective we'll be in terms of our real task.
Well, I'm almost embarrassed that I've come out and said this, but if you look at the record of my site, you'll never find us doing this. But you understand the power position of being able to claim you're the founder, and then other people claim that, and then I'm sure you've seen people claiming that, you know, they speak ex cathedra, basically.
Yeah, as I said in my first book, in a note, that I didn't have time to go back and see who had first discovered what, and so I was very conscious of the fact I wasn't giving proper credit. But I hope that if the movement is successful, that'll be the time for some historian to write a history and give that kind of proper credit.
But again, understand, sir, only reason I raise it to a scholar such as yourself is because others have done this.
No, I understand that. And
then they claim authority. I have no authority. I'm not saying I have a right to tell anybody anything. I learn from everybody. I've learned from you. So, it's amazing. Two final calls. Jeff in Massachusetts, and then Michael in New York. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yes, my original question was on depleted uranium poisoning. As far as depleted uranium poisoning is concerned, are the Americans just getting poisoned?
Well, it shows what murderers the globalists are. You don't think they'd kill 3,000? The thousands of our troops are already starting to get sick from this in the Iraqis. David, comments?
Well, yeah, I mean, this idea that that we're promoting a culture of life, the disregard for the lives of the workers and people living around the World Trade Center to come out and say the air was clean and now thousands are getting sick and dying. And the same thing in Iraq, and of course we've had that in other wars, in Afghanistan, and it's absolutely criminal that we're still using this depleted uranium.
Well, it shows the cavalier attitude towards life.
That's right. One way that some elitists talk about American troops, you know, they talk publicly about, oh, support our troops, be patriotic, and so forth. But
the saying they have is, young men are dying. That's what young men are for.
That's right. So some of them refer to a soldier as OFU, one fodder unit.
Amen. I also have some information too. If you'd like me to give a website address.
Yeah, real fast. I got to let him go in the next minute or two.
Okay. www.cuttingedge.org, David Bay, 1-800-451-8211. You can look at the website to learn all about the information.
I know who he is. He carries my videos.
Okay.
Good guy.
Thanks
for the call. I really appreciate it. Last caller, Michael in New York. Go ahead, Michael.
Hi. Good afternoon, Alex. Good afternoon, David. Alex, with 9/11, I watched it live that morning, and Tom Brokaw on NBC stated that flight over Pennsylvania, we shot it down. Then, within 5-10 minutes at the max, they retracted that statement.
The state police saw it get blown up, folks.
Yep. Now,
jets don't spread over 8 miles.
The buildings, when they came down, I mean, anybody that has watched some professional demolished buildings in the past, when you see those buildings come down, you know they're demolished.
That's a point David never could get into, is that we had all this concrete turned into powder, David.
Well, that's right. That's one of the 10 characteristics of controlled demolition, and in this case it was extreme, that virtually all of the concrete was pulverized into very tiny powder particles. And refer to Tom Brokaw, but also good old Dan Rather. When he saw Building 7 come down, he said, well, that's just like those buildings we've seen brought down by controlled demolition.
Looks like well-placed dynamite. Finish up in 30 seconds, Michael.
Okay, and so now, Alex, your new video is great. I'm making copies. Thank you. And you referred to the New World Order as the Fourth Reich, and I just wanted to touch base on that because previously, earlier in the show, your statement that, you know, the New World Order is a corporate thing, but that's where they all infiltrated after the war. Of course, Operation Paperclip, our government agents brought them in quietly, created the CIA.
Yeah, I call it, and I appreciate your call, great points, Michael, and I'm sorry these great callers don't have any more time or all the others that are holding. But I call it the Fourth Reich because they were supporters of Nazis, the current regime. They love the fascist model. They love the word Homeland Security. They love the black uniforms. Skull and Bones is the same symbol as the Nazis. It is the same group, the same spirit. And David Ray Griffin, do you agree with that?
Well, yes. My colleague Richard Falk is now working on asking the question: Will the global empire amount to global fascism?
All right. Well, I really appreciate you, David, coming on. Can we get you back up sometime for 2 hours and take calls?
Sure.
Because yeah, a marathon's what we need. Because out of 2 hours, we get an hour and a half of broadcast time and more time to talk to these callers. Thanks for spending time with us and take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. I got some final news I want to cover in the final segment, but right now, waiting in the wings patiently for the last 15 minutes as we ran over, is the owner of the GCN Radio Network, the Genesis Communication Radio Network, and something most our listeners don't know about because I get calls every day. How do I get CDs of your show? How do I listen online? I don't sell this service, but the network does at a very affordable price, and it allows us to continue and to expand. And Ted Anderson joins us. Listen to any show, anytime you want, the archives, the live streams, in 32-bit, just crystal clear audio instead of the little 8-bit. Ted Anderson, thanks for coming on with us.
Hey, it's great to be back again, Alex, and once again, just a completely informative show. I mean, you just don't get this kind of information on ABC or CBS or any of these other places, and I'm sure glad we have you here at Genesis.
And it's very expensive, our satellites alone. We don't have pledge drives, but Ted needs your support. The satellites alone are like, what, 14 grand a month or something. So when you buy this service, you get all the radio shows, the archives, but you also support freedom in this voice. Ted, tell them about the Internet service.
Well, here's what the deal is. You just come to GCNlive.com. You'll notice in the upper left-hand corner there's a place for subscribers to, or for people to subscribe, and also where you can listen and so on and so forth. For $7.95, Alex, we sell the archives. You can listen to any show at any time you want. If you heard a part of this show and you feel like you need to have the whole version of the show, you just go click on the button and all of a sudden you have Alex Jones for 3 hours for that particular show for that particular day. They're posted within about 2 hours the time the show is over. A very convenient way to do that. And that's for $7.95. And for $9.95, you get to listen to the higher bitrate streams, plus also you get to listen to the archives. We also have, you're talking about the CDs, we do sell the entire month's worth of Alex Jones on CD. Another really good thing to have for $19.95. And you're asking me about, I hear it all the time too, Alex. People say, well, how can I support GCN? I mean, GCN is like a voice in the dark, if you will. And the best way, you know, people like to donate and all that. That's really wonderful and great. But we would like to be able to provide you with some service for the funds. And the best way you can do that is become a subscriber. Just come right over to GCNlive.com and click on the subscriptions button, and you'll become a member of GCN, and we'll provide you with the latest, greatest services that we can offer.
That's the live streaming. That's the archives. It's
yep.
All there. And on one CD, folks, it's MP3, most of the new CD players, even in your cars, have this. If not, you can buy one for like $20 at Radio Shack, literally, that plays MP3s. You're talking about how many hundreds of hours can go on one CD?
Well, that's the thing, Alex. I mean, you go 3 hours a day for 5 days a week and for an entire month, and we sell the whole entire month for $19.95.
How do people get that?
Well, it's just a matter of going right over to GCNlive.com and click on the subscription button, and you'll get that. It's that quick and easy.
So you can subscribe right there, but also where do you go to buy the individual CDs?
Well, obviously, it's the same thing, Alex. You just come right into GCNlive.com. On the upper left-hand corner, you're going to see a button. I'll just tell you exactly what it says because I'm looking at the website right now. There's a subscription and archive. There's a stream and archive subscriptions, and once you click on that button, you can order the CDs from there. There's also another way.
What if people want to call?
Well, if they do want to call, we do have an 800 number set up for that, or I should say a toll-free number. It's 877-300-7645. That's 877-300-7645.
What if somebody wants to sign up and get a whole year?
Well, they can do that, too. Actually, we sell 6-month subscriptions right now. If they want to do a whole year, I know George is willing to go in there and put together a
special
package.
And you guys do this very promptly. I mean, 3 or 4 years ago, it would take a few weeks. You guys do it very promptly now. And, of course, the online subscription is instant there at the Secure Online Shopping Cart. And for those that don't know, folks, a year ago before they started this, because before it was handled by a different group, you know, we all discussed this, talked about it. Ted, literally, with hundreds of thousands of people a day listening online, could not continue to give it all out for free. We're talking about $10,000 internet bills a month or more with little 8-bit stream. People wanted higher quality. The 8-bit is still free, and it's going to be free. But if you want 32-bit, 16-bit, archives, all of this, how much is it a month, Ted?
Well, it's $9.95. That's the nice part about it. If we can just get people to put in there at $9.95, every time somebody makes a donation or buys a subscription, this kind of thing, it really does put... That's the meat and potatoes behind the operation that makes us reach more people and get further out there. I really do think Alex Jones has the ability to become, you know, as great as Rush Limbaugh, as far as I'm concerned, and that's where it all comes from.
Well, they do it too and charge more. GCNLive.com, GCNLive.com, or Ted, what's that toll-free number?
It's 877-300-7645.
Hey, boss, thanks for coming on, and I appreciate all your support of the First Amendment. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, 2 Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of 2 Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The big radio networks with their big marquee shows don't even offer free streams anymore. They just charge. We don't do that. We have the 8-bit. Not the best quality, but it's listenable. That's how hundreds of thousands of you a week listen to my show on the internet. But if you want the 16-bit or the 32-bit, $9.95 a month, you can go to GCNLive.com, click through and do that. And here's the number to call to get a month's subscription, you know, 3 hours every day, 5 days a week of my broadcast, 877-300-7645, or do that at GCNLive.com as well. Just tell them what month and what show. Do that for all the broadcast. Look, my friends, I want to hit a few final news articles here at the end of the broadcast. 3 hours is just not enough some days. But at the same time, I want to just encourage you, do not wait, do not hesitate. Grab a pen and paper, get my film, Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State. Make copies of it, get it out to people. It's a powerful film, it's my best work. I want to thank those of you that have gotten the film. God bless you, but please get it. 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. It's $24.95, second copy, $19.95, third copy, $16.95, fourth copy, $14.95, fifth copy, $13.95. Get a bunch of copies of the original, sell it in your bookstore, your shop, your copy shop, or buy one original, make copies, give them to people. Go get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, download as many copies of it as you want, and burn it on CD, 15 cents a day, PrisonPlanet.tv, all my films, my book, Paul Watson's book. Normally an e-book's about $6.95 by itself, a 200-page e-book. We've got like 10 e-books, dozens and dozens of films that we've been authorized to post that aren't even my 12, all my TV shows, my best audio interviews, PrisonPlanet.tv. Do not wait, folks. 1-888-253-3139 or order hard copies at InfoWars.com. Okay. There's so much here. A Phoenix man dies after being tasered yet again. And we have the real origins of the 9/11 truth movement, important article on PrisonPlanet.com. All over the U.S., they're going to put microphones up on every street corner. Here's an article out of England, listening microphones to be installed in U.K. lampposts. In one particular city, it says every lamppost in every home will be listened to 24 hours a day by smart computers that automatically call the police if you get too loud and listen to you. 1984. Cisco Systems slammed for RFID staff tracker, VNUnet. Wireless RFID server trackers, personnel via tags embedded in their uniforms. Cisco is coming under fire from privacy groups as it prepares to launch a wireless RFID server that can track people and equipment using existing WIFI networks. The wireless location appliance, 2700, is designed to track RFID tags down a few meters and display the location in a central map, and it's going to be embedded with radio tags in all the employees' clothing. Again, just total slave grid. Boston had to pay $5.1 million to dead Red Sox fans' family. Remember, they blew her eye back into her brain at 10 feet away with a gun. The cops should go to jail. Victoria Snellgrove wanted it all, to be a successful broadcast journalist and to meet Prince Charming as part of family. And I'm still young, I still have time, she said on a videotape she recorded in her bedroom. But now she was killed by a police officer when there wasn't even a riot going on. Bob Barr, once Patriot Act reined in, how do you rein in something that's pure evil? Also, public outrage kills the 70-plus billboards that are saying California and L.A. is Mexico. They're saying they're going to remove them. Yeah, let's see if they really do. Congress to force agencies to identify video news. You know, these fake newscasts. This is out of Reuters. Congress is talking about passing a law. There's already laws, though, and Bush says he doesn't have to follow them, that he can't pay for hundreds of millions of dollars of fake newscasts. Chicago's putting up giant FEMA loudspeakers to announce during emergencies. It's part of the emergency alert system to take over all radio and TV. It's already in place for total control. Court rules IBM does not have to face Nazi charges. And they say, oh yeah, they're guilty of helping the Nazis, but the statute of limitations is up. I didn't know there was a statute of limitations on murder. We're out of time, ladies and gentlemen. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. God bless you all. Get out there and take on the new world order and resist tyranny.